Well, today we continue working our way through John chapter 6, beginning here with verse 35. And the Lord uses a very beautiful phrase when referring to himself. He says, "I am the bread of life." And we hear that so often as Catholics. We hear music about it and songs about it. What does that mean when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life"? And it's such a profound statement, because only God could claim that. And Jesus, of course, is God, so he can be the bread of life. It's one of the Lord's greatest claims. He's saying, "I am the sustenance of your life. I am what keeps you alive." That, of course, for centuries, really for thousands and tens of thousands of years, people have been sustained by, bread. It's one of the most basic things that people have eaten for millennia. And so we have Jesus saying that he himself is the bread of life. And he's saying that I am here to provide for you all that you need for your life. Don't focus on material things, physical bread, but come to me, Jesus, the wellspring, the source, the sustenance for your very life. I am the bread of life, and here to give you everything you need for your material and spiritual life. When we look at the other famous sayings of Jesus, where he uses the word "I am," which of course only God can use those words. Remember, Moses asked God who he was, and God said, "I am who am." That word in the original language is a word that only God can use. I am who always existed, who does exist, and who always will exist. I am perfect existence. I am. That's why the chief priest got so upset when they asked, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the living God?" at the trial. And Jesus said, "I am." And the chief priest tore his garments because he heard blasphemy, because only God could use those words, "I am." So when we look at the other passages in Scripture where Jesus describes himself, we know, of course, today he says, "I am the bread of life," refers to the fact that he is the true source of eternal life for all of us. Jesus also would say, "I am the light of the world," that the world is in darkness, and Jesus, the Son of God, is the light of the world. In a world filled with sin and evil and darkness, he is the true light that shines upon us, that leads us to heaven. Then Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," in that beautiful image in the Old Testament that David used in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." See, these are all divine titles that Jesus is giving himself. Only God can say things like this, that he is the good shepherd. He searches out the sheep. He's willing to lay down his life for the sheep. He is the long-awaited Messiah. Jesus also says, "I am the gate for the sheep," that he is the only way to heaven. If you want to get to heaven, you have to go through Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." So Jesus is the source of our life. He gives us power over death. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And again, this beautiful passage, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So Jesus is the way to heaven, the way to the Father. He doesn't say, "I teach you the truth." He says, "I am the truth." See the difference? See, other professors, they teach us the truth, but only Jesus says, "I am the truth." Some people show us the way. Jesus says, "I am the way." Others say, "This is what you do to have eternal life." Jesus says, "I am the life." So again, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And lastly, another, perhaps the seventh and also very beautiful time that Jesus uses the words "I am" is, "I am the vine." He says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." And we as branches have to be attached to the vine, because the vine gives life. It gives nourishment, nutrition to the branches, and we're called to bear fruit in the spiritual life. to bear holiness and virtue and grace and evangelization. See, we are the branches and Jesus is the vine. So it would be worthwhile to meditate upon these I am statements of Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you meditate upon these things, I think you'll truly see these beautiful aspects of Jesus, the Son of God, and all the ways in which He saves us and is truly our Redeemer, and how He wants to be the most important person in each of our lives.